Hi there, and welcome to the Violin Geek Podcast. I'm Laurel Thompson, and today I'm bringing you another edition of the Violin Geek Blog. You can check that out on my website. It's laurelthompson.com. That's LaurelThompson, laurelthompson.com. I definitely appreciate when I don't have time to read that some of the blogs that I like checking out have turned themselves into podcasts as well, and then I can just listen while I'm driving or cooking or something like that. So I'm bringing you this one today. It's titled Learning to Love the Process, and I can give you a little bit of backstory. So one of my students sent me an Instagram video the other day, and it was about these technicians working on planes, basically an inspirational message where they were talking about how hard their work is, but how they love it so much that it just allows them to get through the days, and they just basically don't even think about all the hard work they're doing. And we both found that to be pretty similar to music learning, actually. So when I'm referencing that in the blog here, you'll know what I'm talking about, but you should definitely go on my website and check out that video. It'll also be in the show notes here. And I have a couple other links in the blog that I will talk about. So I will also put those in the show notes, so you can just go to the website and click those links. So it'll be a more well-rounded experience. But anyhow, I will just get started here. One of my violin students shared this inspirational message with me today. Though the day-to-day activities of an aviation technician are obviously quite different from a violinist, it spoke to both of us with regard to music learning. What strikes me most about the video is the idea of loving the process, even when it's difficult. For someone passionate about planes, seeing Earth from 35,000 feet is a relatively small piece of the whole picture, just as the act of performing beautiful music is a very small piece of a musician's life. A main difference, I imagine, between an aviation technician and a violinist might be the content of their inner dialogue when a problem arises. I don't know for sure, but based on stories I hear from friends who enjoy fixing cars and other mechanical inventions, when one is trying to fix a plane, she probably isn't beating herself up when she encounters an issue as much as just trying again, or running more tests, analyzing the results, looking deeper for clues, trying something different, and if all else fails, asking for advice. The mechanics I've known seem to get just as much pleasure out of trying to fix something as knowing that it's working. In some sense, the enjoyment is actually in the striving for perfection. While the moment of realized perfection is rewarding, it's kind of boring once the initial excitement of completion fades. The job is done. On to the next challenge. One of my favorite quotes is by the 19th century Spanish violinist and composer Pablo de Sarasate. His Introduction, A Tarantelle, and Zapatero are two of my personal favorite violin pieces, as well as his favorite Zugunerweisen. The quote reads, "For 37 years, I've practiced 14 hours a day, and now they call me a genius." Unfortunately, many beginning students don't realize that so much dedication and perseverance will be required to play an instrument. Artists performing at high levels just make it look so easy. So many can fall into the trap of assuming everyone else is progressing faster, with more ease, and of course, more enjoyment. After all, until a few years ago, when Hilary Hahn and a few other famous violinists started posting videos of their practice, with the mistakes and all, we only saw people performing perfectly. As musicians, we're in the business of expressing ourselves, a composer and or a mood. But we must first wrestle with our chosen instrument to the point where it becomes one with our bodies, minds, and hearts. It's a competitive field, so when our practice isn't going well, we often take it quite personally. A musician's inner critic can be downright abusive. In reality, no one wakes up one day and becomes a talented violinist, violist, or cellist, able to play any piece flawlessly as if the physicality involved in playing the instrument didn't exist. It takes countless hours of squeaks, tests and trials, refining and reframing to be able to perform flawlessly most of the time. The emphasis is on most. We must continually condition the mind, body, and ears to hear and produce the sounds we want at any level of ability. We're really no different from these technicians. We spend most of our days encountering problems, often related to physics, motion, weight, and speed, and we spend a lot of time trying to fix them to the point where we're confident an issue will never return. Unfortunately, perfection is never truly possible, and just as parts of planes wear out, issues do come back, though often in increasingly subtle ways. If we shudder at the thought of practicing, yet truly desire to improve, a first step may be to spend some time figuring out why mistakes make us so stressed and depressed. Is it a fear we'll never be good enough? That we're wasting our time? That we'll be judged or laughed at? Or that we'll think we've fixed a passage only to see all the same issues come back tomorrow? We need to separate facts from fears and reframe our orientation to practicing, embracing a love of tinkering, the act of figuring out how to fix problems, and a joy in taking things apart and putting them back together, just as much as the dream of eventually being able to perform convincingly and joyously. We hold ourselves back from years spent enjoying our progress if we transfix on an imagined future moment when we'll finally be awarded a stamp of approval saying that we're now a certified violinist. Music is ephemeral. Our playing day to day is never quite the same. The only true constant is the process. The fact is, mistakes stimulate the brain to learn and refine its process. Without challenges, we would have nothing to strive for and would likely move on to some other pursuit that provides opportunities to grow. Please check out this episode of the Huberman Lab podcast. I will link to that, one of my favorite recent podcast finds, and particularly the reality of skill learning and the 10,000 hours myth portion, starting around 27 minutes, for a scientific understanding of the mechanisms involved in skill learning and the importance of making mistakes. And just by the way, that whole episode was really helpful with regard to everything we're talking about here and learning music. When we let our passion for the violin extend into the actual process of learning, welcoming even our out-of-tune notes, missed shifts, and bad tones as opportunities to find and fix problems, like any great mechanic, we position ourselves for a lifetime of music making. We can't know where our music making will take us, but we can rely on the fact that no one gets to higher ability levels on an instrument or launches a plane into the sky without making many mistakes. So thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that, and you'll check out those links, which will make everything make a lot more sense. The inspiration was definitely there in that video, and we need that sometimes to get us through the next day of practice, right? Please check out my Violin Geek blog. Speaking of practice, I love to just share little practice ideas I have that come up, some insights from my teaching studio, and it's a total labor of love. So that and the podcast are some things you can check out that are just free and just available to share. So please, yeah, share with those people that you think would benefit. And as far as other things you could check out with me, if you liked the music at the beginning, I rather than doing the partita that I had on some of the earlier episodes, this is a little clip of one of the songs that will be coming out on my latest album with my partner. And so you can check us out, danandlaurel.ca, actually. danandlaurel.ca is our website. And you could sign up on our mailing list to learn more about when that album will be released. It's a range of styles, so this is kind of more of a gypsy theme. We have quite a few other themes and feelings going on throughout the album, so hopefully, you know, gypsy music is your style, but if it's not, there might be another song for you, or if you're just into gypsy, maybe we'll disappoint you with some of the other styles that we have included, but we're really excited about that, and that should be coming out later this year, sometime 2021. And you can also go to my website, check out other things that I've done, like my work with Strings Magazine, teaching lessons, doing a lot of online lessons, students all over the world. So if you need a little bit of extra support or you need a full-time teacher as well, that may be possible. So you can just contact me, laurel@laurelthompson.com. It's my email. And probably the easiest way to get to these, but if you check out my website and the writing tab, you can get to both those Strings Magazine articles I mentioned before, but then also to some of the courses I've done, both on my own and then with Strings Magazine. I have a complete vibrato mastery course and improve your bowing technique, as well as improve your violin and viola technique. That last one talks a little bit about vibrato, but then is also covering some shifting issues, just how to hold your violin or viola with more comfort, less tension, and some ideas for getting better intonation. So all of those, again, are at laurelthompson.com/writing. And I think that's it for now. Hope you enjoyed this episode and you'll be back to check out some more. You can rate this podcast, leave a nice review, hopefully, wherever you listen. And you can always contact me with any questions, comments, or Yeah, just maybe have an episode in mind or someone you'd like me to interview. I hope to get back to interviews before too long. So again, my email is laurel@laurelthompson.com. Until next time, happy practicing.